Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Very pleased to be joined by the general manager of the Reading Fight and Phil, Scott Hunsicker. The Reading Fight and Phils have a really cool event coming up on Sunday. It's the Reading Fight and Phils Father's Day celebration, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. Chance to play wiffle ball, have catch. There's going to be live music, food and drinks. And it's going to be the third event at First Energy Stadium that the Fightins are holding since the pandemic really escalated. And it replaces their Father's Day postgame catch that they usually have every year. Scott, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate all the time that you're giving. What can people who are attending Sunday expect at the Reading Fightins Father's Day celebration?
Well, Father's Day at the Reading Fightin' Phils is normally, you know, one of the best games of the year. You know, everybody goes out on the field and plays catch afterwards. And I literally get to have a catch with my dad every year on Father's Day and my kids. We get a picture every year. So it was a kind of a buzzkill. All of it is a kind of a buzzkill, but it was a real buzzkill to not have a Father's Day baseball game. It just all fits together so well. So what we're trying to do with our extra events in Reading at First Energy Stadium is give people as much of normalcy as possible. So baseball, then there's food, and then there's music. And that's sort of our sweet spot. So if we can't have the R. Phils baseball game, we can replace in this case with fathers and sons and families having a catch in the outfield, bringing their own wiffle ball and bat and playing wiffle ball in the outfield. We got the same great food, and we got Grammy Award winning guitarists playing music. So and the environment, the physicality. We'll have mascots there, you know, socially distanced, but the kids can still see them. And actually, you kind of have some breaking news here, but we're actually going to add a second session. So it's 11 to 2, and then it's also going to be 2:30 to 5:30 because the popularity was so high.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, it costs $5, and all the proceeds go to the Fightins Baseball Town Charities nonprofit. Why is that important to make it a charitable event as well?
Baseball Town Charities helps more boys and girls play baseball. It happens primarily with two demographics. One is an inner city, underserved community where our charity gives those kids opportunities they would otherwise not have, not just to play baseball and softball, but to learn life's lessons through that. And then we have a separate component, which is what we call Dream League, which is with children that have physical and developmental challenges, get to play baseball and softball on a real team, on a real field. And so we raise money at all of our Phils games normally for Baseball Town Charities. Obviously, we don't have our Phils games, hence we don't have 50-50 events and jersey auctions and all that stuff. So our Father's Day activity, if you come out, we charge $5 for two reasons. One, we need to control the attendance because of CDC guidelines and things of that nature. So it allows us to do that. Secondly, through the process of doing that, the $5 goes to Baseball Town Charities, helping more boys and girls play baseball. So if you come out with your family on Sunday, food, play catch, you're helping other boys and girls play baseball, softball, who would otherwise not have had that opportunity.
The popularity speaks for itself, Scott. It's such a popular event that you guys had to add another time frame for. Why? What makes this Father's Day catch so special every year at First Energy Stadium?
A great question. I mean, one of the reasons is we've been doing it for so long. You know, a lot of the experience at an R. Phils game. There's a lot of great minor league teams in the country, but what we have that most don't have is just the history, the time. You know, you can't replace that. The game was built in 1950. You know, I've been there 30 years. You know, our ownership's been in place since the mid 80s. we've been doing play catch on Father's Day since the mid-80s. So a lot of people came and did it. And you just can't replace that history. So we have just generations of people that have come out on Father's Day and played catch on the field. And so this is an opportunity for them to do that again. And I would say for people who haven't yet done it, there is something magical. You know, we put the video on, you know, from A Field of Dreams, you know, where Kevin Costner says, you know, hey, Dad, you want to play catch? You know, and you go out there and you have a catch with generations of your family. Or you play some wiffle ball, you run around the grass, you sit down, and you kind of wash yourself in like Norman Rockwell historical feeling of this beautiful ballpark and these family experiences. So it all fits that narrative, and we're just trying to give people the opportunity to do that again this year.
It's really cool. And minor league baseball is known for being creative. You guys in the Iron Pigs are always come up with creative promotions and stuff. Why is it important to stay connected with your fans, especially during this time?
Well, that's a great question. You know, well, first of all, I guess the easiest answer that people would normally give you would be business. You know, we are a for-profit business, but the reality is that our ownership, Craig Stein, he's charged us with not chasing the dollar through this time, but trying to give our community as much of an experiential opportunity as possible. So this event wasn't at all contrived to be a profitable event. Of course, if we make money for our charity, that would be great. But everything we're doing through this pandemic, whether it's this Father's Day event, our Thursday night party with the purposes that we have every Thursday that all benefit nonprofits, we're having a high school showcase to give all the high schools throughout. In fact, many of them are from the Philadelphia area. You know, three games to play with their high school team because they didn't get a chance to do it. We're going to do a travel team showcase. All of those events, to answer your question, the impetus is not for us to make money. The impetus is for us to give, in the case of the high school kids, give them a chance to play together, and the chance of Father's Day, give people a chance to come out and play catch on the field. But I'm very thankful to our ownership group that they've really given us the opportunity to create events that will give our community the best opportunity to enjoy it. And, you know, we'll come back next year and play our Phil's baseball games and be back to, like, full normal. So why are we doing these? Not just to keep the lights on, but more importantly, we're trying to dig in with our community and say, what do they miss? What do they want? What do they need? And it's been fun to kind of fill the void with events that the community really just wants to come and do.
Oh, it's wonderful that you're able to stay connected with the community while there's no minor league baseball going on. It leaves me curious, Scott, how difficult has it been that there hasn't been a minor league baseball season this year?
Oh, certainly it's difficult. You know, we're in a great situation where our entire staff, all 24 people, none of us have been furloughed. None of us have been laid off. We're all still here. We're all still healthy. We're all focused on the 2021. We understand and appreciate, and we're empathetic to the fact that not everybody is in that situation. So we're very thankful. And so therefore, since we are in that position and we do have our full staff here, and many of us have been here for many, many, many years, we're just fully focused on the future, the 2021 season, and what can we do for the community. And we just were able to go out and clean up one of the Baseball Town Cherries ballparks that we renovated, go pick up the trash and get the field ready for kids to play baseball. So we're in a lucky position where we're a healthy organization and we're in good shape going forward. So right now we're just digging in on community-minded events, whether it's helping, you know, the Helping Harvest Food Bank or All That Boys and Girls Club, or in this case, Baseball Town Charities. Every event we've had at the ballpark and every event that we've planned to have at the ballpark for the remainder of the summer benefits a nonprofit, everyone. So a great opportunity for us to just, you know, continue to solidify our partnership with the greater Philadelphia region and the community as a whole. So in that regard, there's positives to it. You know what I mean? Just like all of us get to spend more time at home with our families, we've been able to dig in even harder on our community relationships. So even in this pandemic, which is fraught with negative, you know, we've been able to find sort of a, you know, silver lining.
For Sunday's events, what type of CDC guidelines are you guys following to make sure that all the participants are safe?
Great question. All of them. You know, so the easiest thing is we have space. You know, we're a big stadium. We got 3 acres of grass. We have this beautiful Tompkins Vist Bank Plaza. It's a huge plaza with a stage. And so the easiest thing for us was, you know, following like the 12 people per 1,000 square feet. We got plenty of 1,000 square feet areas. You know what I mean? So we just spread everything out. You know, we've got picnic tables that we usually have in our picnic areas that we've brought to the plaza. We have tables out on the field, which is really cool. So you can kind of like eat your lunch out on the field. We have our dugout suite, and just the entire area is all spread out. And so we have plenty of room. So the way it works is everybody come, you know, we ask you to please wear a mask when not in your seated area. Once you're at your table, you can take your mask off and enjoy your food and your beverage. You know, we have the England Hometown Tap Room will be open. Our Grandstown Grill is open. We have all of our normal food and drink. Usually, you know, one or two people from the family will get up from the table, go get the food, bring it back to the table. When people decide to go out onto the field, they obviously have plenty of space out there so everybody can spread out and social distance. You know, we've changed from pump ketchup to packets of ketchup, and we clean the bathrooms every, very, 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 even more often than we were before, wipe down all the common touch areas. So, you know, we have the guards up between the registered people and the customers. Everyone's wearing gloves and masks on our staff when they're in fan-facing areas. So you can find all of that on our website. In fact, I might as well just mention rfills.com/dad/dad. So it's rfills.com/dad. Not only does that have information about acquiring your passes for the Father's Day events, but it also has all of our CDC guideline things that we're following. And the simplest thing for the fans is to know that, A, we're constantly monitoring what we're doing, and B, anything that they're going to use on Father's Day, whether it be a glove, a ball, a wiffle ball bat, we're not going to provide any of those this year because of the, you know, touch point. So everyone just brings their own glove, brings their own ball, brings their own wiffle ball bat, spreads out throughout the plaza, has a great time. And also one other thing I should mention, even if you're not sitting right in front of the stage in the plaza and you're spread out around the field, we have a big giant video board. We'll have the live music broadcast on that. The sound sounds amazing throughout the stadium. So it's a really neat family event. And, you know, you're helping more boys and girls play baseball through Baseball Town Charities.
That's great. It is a wonderful charity. You've been in minor league baseball, Scott, for a very long time, as you alluded to. You've been around minor leaguers for a long time. The news came out the other day that the Players Trust was committing $1 million to help minor leaguers. What did it mean to see that initiative by the Players Trust?
It didn't surprise me because I know how much the major league players care about their minor league brethren. I mean, I know whenever someone comes down on a rehab assignment, you know, and they buy the big steak dinner in the clubhouse for all the minor league guys, which has been going on for all 30 years that I've been here. You know, I've seen Jimmy Rollins do it, John Kruk do it, Pat Burrell do it. They all did it. You know what I mean? Ryan Howard, they all did it. And I'm sure that they'll always continue to do that. So, you know, even just having seen that over the years, I'm sure the major league players have a soft spot in their heart for the minor league guys. It's tough, the minor league guys, to not play a whole year. And I know the Phillies have done a great job of compensating their minor league players, you know, through as much of this as humanly possible. We're just excited to have them back in 2021. You know, we feel like we'll be able to have the best 2021 we could have ever had because we've had essentially 18 months to prepare for it, in that we won't have a game for 18 months. So, yeah, I mean, look, we're all part of everybody's dealing with this on some level, you know, whether it's various sports different than baseball, everybody's dealing with it, but, you know, education, you know, graduations, people going to college, everybody's, you know, that's the unique thing about this. KYW radio, everybody's had to deal with this. And so we're all in it together. And so in that sense, we do realize that our role in this is minimal right now. Our role coming out of this will be to provide affordable family entertainment, give people a release. And that's what we'll concentrate on, but that's what we're doing also on like this Father's Day event and everything. In our small part, inviting families to come out and have some sense of normalcy.
And to close with that, Scott, what's your message to your fans, not only in Reading, but in Philadelphia? One of the great things about the Reading Fight and Phils is that you have fans in Philadelphia that will often come to Reading to see a double-A baseball game. What's your message to your fans with everything that's happened this summer?
Well, if you've been here before and you can come up to one of these events, you know, I'll be here with my family. It is an awesome place to feel normal again, to be honest with you, just to run around the field and play catch and eat a, you you know, eat a hot dog at a ballpark. There's a sort of a mental and emotional high from that, that kind of like reminds you that we're not that far from being back to normal. If someone hasn't been here, you know what? This is a great opportunity to come up and check it out. You know, we're lucky to draw a pretty good amount of fans when we have baseball games. And certainly that shouldn't be a deterrent to come. But in this case, I'm from Conshohocken. You know, I grew up in the Philly, a little closer to Philly than Reading, you know. So this would be a great opportunity for people to drive up here, spend a nice Sunday, drive up, run around the ballpark, eat a hot dog, even if they've never been here before. And I think they'll be impressed enough with the nostalgia and the history to hopefully come back when we have a game here again.
Well, there's two sessions on Sunday now, Reading Fight and Phil's Father's Day celebration. You can get more information at fightins.com/events/2020. And the $5 admission ticket goes to Baseball Town Charities. Wonderful initiative the Fight and Phil's are doing. General Manager of the Reading Fight and Phil's, Scott Hunsinger, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.